Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily for Thursday, May 7th. I'm your host, and we are glad you're starting your morning with us.
Good morning, everyone. Before we get into today's local news, we need to talk about this weather. If you stepped outside early today, you already know it is a noticeably chilly start to the morning here in West Michigan.
It really is. We've got clear skies right now, but the temperature is sitting at 37 degrees, and it actually feels more like 33. There was even a frost advisory in effect for parts of the region until 8 a.m. this morning.
Which is exactly the kind of early May cold snap that makes local gardeners and fruit growers incredibly nervous. But the good news is that we will see these temperatures recover as the day goes on. We are expecting highs to reach somewhere between 54 and 57 degrees later this afternoon, with just a few clouds rolling in.
And looking ahead to tomorrow, we should hit 57 again by the afternoon, though we'll keep those cooler overnight lows in the upper 30s. So definitely keep a jacket handy for the mornings, but enjoy the sunshine in the afternoons.
Absolutely. Looking at today's show, we have a couple of major stories to dive into. First, we're looking at a persistent and incredibly disruptive issue on US 131, where commercial trucks are repeatedly striking overpasses, causing massive delays and raising questions about our aging infrastructure.
After that, we'll shift gears to a much more positive community effort. The 34th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is returning to West Michigan this weekend, and we'll break down why this specific collection event is so critical for local food banks right now.
It's going to be a packed show, and we'll also give you a quick roundup of everything happening across the region this weekend, from Tulip Time to Cider Week. Let's get right into it.
Let's start with a situation on US 131 that has state transportation officials incredibly frustrated. We're talking about commercial trucks striking highway overpasses, which is becoming an alarmingly frequent occurrence.
Right, and this isn't just a hypothetical risk or an occasional scrape. Just yesterday, on May 6th, we saw a major incident on northbound US 131 down in Allegan County. A heavy commercial truck literally slammed into the overpass bridge.
And the fallout from that collision was immediate and chaotic. The impact caused the truck to spill its load of logs all over the northbound lanes, which, as you can imagine, created a massive hazard that led to a secondary collision involving another commercial truck that couldn't avoid the debris in time.
Thankfully, we aren't talking about severe fatalities here, but the logistical nightmare this creates is profound. MDOT officials have come out and described the frequency of these bridge strikes as, quote, mind-blowing. They noted that this specific area in Allegan County, along with other older bridges in the region, have been subjected to repeated, chronic impacts from oversized vehicles.
That word, mind-blowing, really captures the frustration. Because from MDOT's perspective, route planning software exists, warning signs are posted everywhere, and commercial drivers are required to know the height of their loads. Yet they keep hitting these bridges.
It brings up a really complex debate about where the fault lies and how we fix it. On one hand, you have driver compliance. A commercial driver should not be on a route where their vehicle exceeds the clearance height. But on the other hand, we have an infrastructure deficit. Many of these bridges were built decades ago to much lower clearance standards.
Exactly. The modern freight industry relies on larger, taller loads than what was standard in the 1960s or 70s when some of this infrastructure was designed. But modernizing every overpass on US 131 is a multi-billion-dollar proposition that the state simply cannot afford right now. So MDOT is forced to make these difficult choices. They end up doing repeated, temporary repairs on these older bridges instead of long-term modernizations. And every time a bridge is struck, they have to send structural engineers out to ensure the overpass hasn't been fatally compromised. And while they do those inspections, the highway gets shut down. We have to remember that US 131 is a critical transportation artery in West Michigan. In some stretches, it serves over 100,000 vehicles daily. When you shut down a highway that carries 100,000 vehicles and force all that traffic, including heavy freight, onto small local roads in Allegan County, the ripple effects are huge. It destroys local pavement that wasn't built for that weight, it delays supply chains, and it snarls local commuter traffic for hours. It really points to an urgent need for a more systemic solution. Critics argue that until the state finds the funding to physically raise these bridges, we need much harsher penalties for trucking companies that fail to plan their routes correctly.
Some advocates are pushing for advanced sensor systems that trigger flashing warnings miles before a truck reaches a low bridge. But again, that requires funding. Until something changes, MDOT is left patching up concrete and clearing logs off the highway. Moving on to our second story, we have a massive community effort happening this weekend. Saturday, May 9th, marks the return of the Stamp Out Hunger food drive across West Michigan.
This is a really incredible initiative. It is the 34th annual drive, organized by the National Association of Letter Carriers in direct partnership with the USPS. And if you aren't familiar, this is officially the nation's largest single-day food drive.
The scale of it is just staggering. Since the drive's inception back in 1993, they have collected over 1.94 billion pounds of food nationwide. That is nearly 2 billion pounds of non-perishable items gathered simply by people leaving bags next to their mailboxes.
And the timing of this specific drive in early May is incredibly intentional and crucial for local food pantries. A lot of people donate heavily during the winter holiday season in November and December, but by the time spring rolls around, those food bank shelves are often severely depleted.
Exactly. And we are heading straight into the summer months. Summer is a particularly vulnerable time because many children lose access to the subsidized meals they rely on when school is in session. So restocking the pantries in May is a strategic move to prepare for that summer demand.
The logistics of this are what really fascinate me. You have thousands of letter carriers going out on their normal routes, delivering the daily mail, but they are also stopping to haul bags of canned goods into their trucks. It's a massive physical undertaking for the postal workers.
It really is. And it sparks an interesting discussion about how we handle charitable giving today. With the rise of digital donations, where you can just go online and send $20 directly to a food bank, some people wonder if the traditional bag-by-the-mailbox model is outdated.
Food banks will always tell you that cash goes further because they have wholesale purchasing power. But there is a unique community value to the physical food drive. Seeing your neighbors put blue bags out on their porches creates a visible neighborhood effect that digital giving just doesn't have.
I completely agree. It engages people who might not actively seek out a food bank's website to make a monetary donation, but if they get a reminder card in the mail, they'll happily grab a few cans of soup from their pantry and set it outside.
It lowers the barrier to entry for participation. So if you are listening and want to help out, just gather some non-perishable food items, put them in a bag, and leave them by your mailbox early this Saturday, May 9th. Your letter carrier will take care of the rest.
All right, before we wrap up today's show, let's hit a few more local stories real quick. Sounds good. We have an incredibly busy weekend ahead in West Michigan as the spring event season really kicks into high gear. So let's look at what's going on.
First up, AOL.com put out a great guide highlighting the massive surge in local tourism this weekend. The iconic Tulip Time Festival in Holland is running through May 10th, and the Amway Riverbank Run is taking over downtown Grand Rapids on Saturday.
If that wasn't enough, Cider Week GR begins on Friday, and the Misek Mushroom Festival is also running all weekend up north. It's a logistical challenge for the region with so many large-scale events happening simultaneously, but it's fantastic for local businesses.
And adding to that weekend itinerary, Wood TV highlighted even more cultural events, including the Grand Rapids Symphony's Symphony with Soul concert and the annual West Michigan Cheese Festival.
Between the Michigan Cider Association's spring tasting events and the Cheese Festival, the local food and beverage scene is really taking center stage. These weekend guides show just how crucial early May is for transitioning from our quiet winter months right into the peak outdoor recreation season.
That is going to do it for today's edition of Grand Rapids Daily. We hope you have a fantastic Thursday.
Thanks as always for tuning in. Keep an eye out for those local letter carriers this weekend. Stay warm this morning, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.